It's Tuesday at 8 p.m. and you're listening to The Best Possible Taste on West Limerick 102 FM.
You're listening to The Best Possible Taste on West Limerick 102 FM.
Now my next guest wears many hats. She is an entrepreneur, TV chef, food writer, tutor, passionate promoter of food tourism, owner of And Chips, a gourmet chipper that won Ireland's Best Takeaway in 2023, and she is also the director of the Waterford Festival of Food. And Eunice Parr joins us now to tell us about this year's programme.
Bon appétit.
Yummy.
Grubs up.
Delicious.
Eunice, you're very welcome to the programme. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me. And you're going to tell us all about the Waterford Festival of Food that's just around the corner, actually, Friday the 19th of April to Sunday the 21st of April. And I think I'm correct in saying this is one of the longest running, really good quality food festivals in Ireland.
Well, we'd like to think so, Sharon. So thank you very much for having me on. Yes, our festival is now in its 15th year. And it's just getting stronger and stronger every year. And it came back with a great resurgence after COVID, because for the two COVID years, we had kind of a quieter festival. You know, it was a bit of online and then a later festival. So our festival is the first in the country. It's on the 19th of April this year, but it's the first food festival. And it's one of the first festivals happening. And I think that that's really, it gives us great strength because people are fresh, they have, and they have time to give it. You know, chefs are really happy to come along. I mean, I'm always amazed by the number of yeses straight away we get. It's a great festival for people in the industry to get together. And it's also one of the largest community festivals in Ireland. So a big part of the success of our festival is the buy-in from our community here. People love it. The diaspora come back. They love to show off their own hometown at the time of the festival. And it's just great. You know, and I see even, you know, bookings coming in, a lot of grandparents bringing children on farm buses and booking events for them. And it's that lovely intergenerational festival. It's got something for everyone, but it's lovely to see you know, grandparents and children going to events, teenagers that used to be, you know, volunteers are coming back now in their 30s and they're actually participating in the festival. It's super. It's a super festival, and it's great to see it over the last 15 years developing and improving.
And as you look at the programme, you can very much tell that there is a great sense of community, because although it is a food and drink festival, there are lots of non-food and drink events that complement the food and drink side of the region.
Yes, no, absolutely. The main theme of the festival always has been about reconnecting people with food. And you know, from my own point of view, I think children are really important in a festival like this. And so we have a lot of events that for children, but then we also have other events that will sort of encourage them in, you know. So we have and which are also slightly food related. You know, for example, this year we have a cuddly farm, so it's more tactile. People can pick up little chickens and rabbits and things and cuddle them, as well as having baby calves and lambs. We also have maybe the reptile zoo, which may not be that edible, but you know, yes, it's just a kind of a fun event for kids. And we have birds of prey. But you know, whilst they may not be connecting people with food, they are connecting people with nature.
Absolutely. And that's just a couple of examples of the child-friendly, family-friendly events that you have, because there is definitely a lot of things for families to do over the few days. I did notice the children's karaoke. I was a bit disappointed that there's not adult karaoke.
Yeah, it's fun. We have storytelling for children, we have karaoke, and we just want people to be mindfulness for kids. And, you know, our festival is all about inclusivity. So we have, for example, we've got a gorgeous Love cookery demonstration. So if you, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Love, Sharon, but Love is a hand sign language, it's a very indicative language for people with communication difficulties. So Aisling Larkin is doing a cookery demo. We have lovely Nolly Keir, who works in the office, in our office building here. She's going to sing some songs, and all of these will be signed through Love. So again, just very inclusive events. And again, the karaoke follows on from that, because a lot of kids, you know, who have difficulty expressing themselves can do so through karaoke.
Fantastic. And talking about Aisling Larkin, she's also doing one of the dinners over the couple of days also.
Yes, she is. Aisling's having a pop-up supper club in the Old Market House Arts Centre. Aisling is fantastic. She is such a great communicator, a wonderful cook, but she's so much more. So that's going to be an amazing event. And actually, Aisling and I had a look at the venue the other day, and we decided we could fit another table in. So there are some tickets available for that event. They just came online on Friday. And that's just one of our many dining events. This year is the first year that we're using the St. Mary's Church of Ireland as a venue. It's a gorgeous church just right there at the top of the town. And Fiona Toohey and Hilary Casey are joining forces. They're two beautiful chefs, absolutely gorgeous. And it's the first time either of them have done an event like this. And they're working with local producers to create a seasonal dinner. And Stephen Casson, Casson Co. is having a Breaking the Rules dinner. So he's doing a kind of a wine tasting and food pairing with a difference. So he's going to kind of have colour clashes of wine with food. So that should be really interesting, I think. A lovely new event this year is a storytelling evening in Salterbridge House. So Jane Gormley has curated this event called Crackley Stories. And it's a storytelling event where people come in, they'll have like a bowl of stew and a glass of wine, dessert, and then they'll all sit around a crackling fire and chat about, people will tell stories. And just stories related to, I suppose, you know, their business and funny things that have happened. You'll have Justin Green from Ballyvillan and Bertha's Revenge. It's one of the storytellers. Ken Madden from the Lismore Biscuit Company will be there. Mairead Costin from Ring, who's a gorgeous organic gardener. And these are just three of the people who'll be telling stories. But it's, again, it's, you know, that whole thing of reconnecting people with food and with a sense of humour. Yeah, I think that's going to be a gorgeous event. Conor Spacey is cooking in the Courthouse in Dungarvan. Conor Spacey, who I'm sure you're familiar with, Sharon, has written that lovely book called Wasted, like a wonderful vegetarian cookery book where he uses, the root tip of all vegetables. Actually, yesterday I was making carrot top pesto from his book. It's a super book, and he's going to do a vegetarian dinner in our lovely Dungarvan Courthouse. So it's great to see public spaces being used in a lovely, positive way. Not to say that the Courthouse in Dungarvan isn't always a positive thing, but, you know, it's just maybe not always seen as that. The Pilgrim are coming to do a pop-up in the Tannery Cookery School. So they're going to do a lunch and dinner. Needless to say, that booked out immediately. It was the kind of craft system, but it'll be great to see Mark and Sadie and welcome them here to Dungarvan. You're very familiar with Seanine O'Sullivan, Santina Kennedy and Anthony O'Toole. They're having a dinner in Lismore Castle. I mean, these are just a few of the events that are going on. I mean, it's quite incredible. I think we've got 9 pop-up dinners and lunches throughout the festival. And Goldie is coming to Aunt Chips on Sunday. Aisling Larkin is going to have a little pop-up at Aunt Chips. So I just hope that she is prepared for it. I can see the queue already.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It would definitely be one of the events that I have noted down to go to. And you've mentioned, obviously, Dungarvan is the epicentre of the festival, but you've mentioned events in Lismore and Stradbally. So it has really sprawled out from Dungarvan over the years and offered so many more events because these other regions are taking part also.
Oh, absolutely, Sharon. And that's, you know, we want to do that. We want to include all all parts of the county as possible. Now, so far, we've spread our wings to the very west of the county, where our furthest away event is in Ballyduff, where there's a brunch on in the Blackwater Distillery. But then the farm bus tour will go to Eamon and Knockanore, and Eamon makes lovely cheese, and Tomás and Knockanore, who makes ice cream. And then on the east side of the county, we're down as far as Mount Congaree, for Ali Honour is cooking a climate conscious lunch in Mount Congaree, which should be gorgeous. And you know, next year we hope to spread our wings a little bit further away and include as much of the county as possible. I mean, this is a wonderful county for food production and for chefs. And we really want to include as many people as we can. And whilst we may not have events in Dunmore East and in Tremor, but we have, you know, for example, we have Meze from Tremor coming to Dungarvan to do a dinner. We have some vendors from Dunmore East coming to our festival. So whilst we're not going to the far reaches of the county, they're coming to us and they're joining us.
And you mentioned the bus tour. So there's other food tours taking place as well, walking food tours.
Yeah, we have. So we have three bus tours. On Friday, we have the Mountain Splendor bus tour, which is going to be a fantastic event. And it's going to mark the launch of our weekly Mountain Splendor tour. So this is where our guide, Johnny Landis, brings people through the Cumber Mountains. You meet Willie Drohan and watch him shepherd his sheep in the Cumber Mountains. We meet Claudette Kiley, who has a wonderful organic market garden in a market farm in the mountains. There's going to be foraging in Crow Woods, lunch. I mean, it's just a gorgeous day out. We have a walking tour of Dungarvan. So here we look at the history of Dungarvan and with various stop offs along the way, such as the old bank, the tannery and chips. The stops are different for each of the events. Dune Bakery is included as well. So there are three stops for each walking tour. There's one in the morning and one in the evening, and they will take place on Saturday afternoon. We have a lunchtime trail, and again we have two kids buses, our family farm buses, and they'll go to two family farms, and they'll also go to a wonderful new dairy that's in Kilgobnet, where people can have kids can have bottles of flavoured milk. So a lot of exciting things going on.
Yeah, look, it sounds absolutely fantastic. And I want to give a shout out then to the river cruise and the duck race. You're making use of the river also.
Yeah, we are. We have two river cruises each day leaving from Villierstown, and the duck race, I mean, that's what our festival is based around, the tide times. Well, not quite based around, but it's very important to get them right for the duck race, where thousands of ducks are dropped from the bridge, our lovely Devonshire Bridge, which spans between Dungarvan and Abbeyside, and we have people, you know, buy a duck, and then hopefully their duck will move and we'll come in with the tide and be the first duck in. We have a lovely new event this year. We have a new venue on the quay in Dungarvan. It's Curran's Store. So traditionally it's called Curran's Store. It was Curran's Hardware, had it for years. And it's now been bought by Michael Ryan, who's very kindly allowed us to use it. So here we have three events going on. One will span the whole weekend, and it's behind our Bite photography exhibition, where we have over 42 pictures of producers and food business owners in Dungarvan and the surrounding area. So it's a very strong exhibition. It's really, we want people to be seen, you know, to be seen in their workplace. And we want to show everybody, you know, who the people are behind the food in Dungarvan. So it's called Behind the Bite. So, for example, I'm looking at the programme here, and the first person I see is Johnny Flavin. And, you know, just so when you buy your bag of Flavin's porridge, just to be mindful that by buying that, you're supporting a business that employs 123 people in a very small town, Kilmac Thomas in County Waterford. I see Eamon Longrigan in Knockanore. He employs four people in Knockanore in his cheese-making business, which makes him the largest employer in Knockanore. But there are lots of people there that are working behind the scenes. We have Clotilde Kiley producing all that wonderful organic veg and her super Cumber Mountain chickens up in the Cumber Mountains. And then you've Conor Lannan, who sells the produce. We have Antoinette from Genoa's on the Square, which is an establishment that everybody knows in Dungarvan, because at every point in your life, or maybe in some people's week, they'll pop in there. Esther Barron from Barron's Bakery, which has been going, it's in its fourth generation. And then you have a new bakery in Dungarvan, Fergus and Dune. So it's just to involve all of those people and let people realise that when you're buying food locally in Dungarvan, these are the businesses that you're supporting. These are the hardworking people who are working 7 days a week. And, you know, I'm a business owner. We just think about our businesses all the time. It's running around, it's whirring in the back of our heads. So it's just to acknowledge these people, see them in the working environment. And we're hoping to bring this exhibition around the airport, around the country rather. It's going to Cork Airport next.
I think that's really inspiring, Eunice, because whenever it comes to a festival, you always want to try and do something a bit new and something a bit different in addition to the staples. So, you know, the cookery demonstrations are there, for example. The market, there's always a fantastic market in Dungarvan. So even between different events, there's always something for the visitor to do. And the market will be one of the places that will be thronged with visitors.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's one of the biggest markets in Ireland. We have about, I think, 80 people attending our Saturday Quayside Market. And just out of interest, like, Dungarvan is the only open quayside in the country. I mean, it's just a fabulous quay. And it was, it's actually, our quay was built and our bridge was built by the person who designed the Liverpool docks. So this was his little experiment. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but if you come on the walking tour of Dungarvan, you'll certainly find out. But in this current store on Saturday, we have the kitchen table talks. So we have some wonderful people giving up their time to talk about their business and how they, what they do. And again, it's all going back to connecting people with food. Sally Barnes is coming down with She's going to talk with Kate Ryan. So Sally Barnes is a key figure in the Irish arts and food renaissance for the last 40 years. She's the only person in Ireland who smokes wild. She only smokes wild fish. So it'll be really interesting to listen to her conversation. And Fintan O'Toole is going to be in conversation with Ian Nocter. And again, just talking about the difference that it makes to small communities supporting the food, the local food industry. Adriana Allen, who is, you know, infamous for her outspokenness about the importance of food in our community. We also have Paul Flynn, Michael Sheehan and Mo Dunford chatting about what it was like growing up in this community and what part food played for them and how it's changed over the years. And Ryland Teffy, who is married into the Clancy family. Ryland himself is Welsh. He is a BAFTA award-winning actor, and he was drawn back to Ireland when he met Roisin Clancy from the great Clancy clan. And he's going to talk about all the things he's learned about Irish culture around the Clancy's kitchen table. So very interesting chats. On Sunday, we had the Taste Waterford producers. We have food demonstration and talks. We also have Shane Smith giving a lovely food demonstration. And we have Niamh Condon from Dining with Dignity. So Niamh is an expert on cooking for people with dysphagia, which is difficulty swallowing. So that should be really interesting for people in the community who are caring for people with dysphagia or who are, in fact, have trouble swallowing themselves. So again, this is part of our inclusivity.
And I have to mention that if you're feeling a bit thirsty on Sunday afternoon, I'll be there with Fallon Murr from Blathnairn in Mary's whenever we're doing tastings of some of the Blathnairn Irish Food Awards award-winning drinks. So be sure to look out for that one if anybody's looking up the programme. And finally, music. Let's talk about music, Eunice, because once we're all fed and watered, we love a bit of music in the evening.
Oh, yeah. Well, we start off on Friday evening with the Jerry Fish Electric sideshow concert. And we're so excited to have Jerry Fish in Dungarvan. He's been supported by Under Starlings. So traditionally on the Friday night of the festival, we had a tapas trail. So this year we've decided that the restaurants that participate in the tapas trail, they're now going to have little pop-ups over in the Enchanting Yard, where Jerry Fish and Under Starlings will play. So it's we're promised a big turnaround in the weather, and I think it's going to be an amazing night. And to have somebody like Jerry Fish performing in Dungarvan, you're just on our doorstep. Like, it's a great honour. We're absolutely delighted. And Under Starlings are a fantastic new band from Dungarvan. I heard them play at the Pride Festival last year. So I think that's going to be a super night. On Saturday and Sunday, we'll have music all day. They'll be dancing in the square. We have maybe 30 local artists and choirs involved over the 2 days. And then at nighttime, we have some music in Mary's Pub on Friday evening. So after your event at 4 o'clock in Mary's, we're going to have the Dunford Boys playing throughout the evening. And then there'll be in various pubs throughout the weekend, we'll have music as well. I know Donica in the local has a great lineup on Saturday evening.
Well, listen, congratulations, Eunice, to you and your team for having a programme that has something for everybody. If people want to get more information, all the details are up on waterfordfestivalofood.com, and best of luck with it.
Thank you very much, Sharon, and thank you for having me on. And I look forward to the podcast and to seeing you at the festival.
You're listening to The Best Possible Taste on West Limerick 102 FM.